Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Kalam and Aleph, and we've been learning Siman Yud Aleph. We want to clarify the position of the Chayodim and the Chayodim's Sofik. And why does the Ran not seem to address that? So Rashi writes like this, that the Ran follows the opinion of the Rishonim that we cannot be Parasel Shema for one person. The Ran follows the opinion of the Rishonim that to be Parasel Shema, you need Rav HaMinyan, Rav, which is Chayiv. The logic of Rav being Chayiv, or being Mechadish, that when Rav is Chayiv, then the Miyat is Nigger after the Rav, which is the general rule of Rav, that how Rav works, that the Miyat is Nigger after the Rav. And we take the Chiyah, which is on the Rav, and we put it on the Miyat as well. So it comes out you have 10 people which are Chayiv. And now you're able to be Parashel Shema. That's all according to the opinion that you need Rav to be Chayiv. But according to Tamide Rashi, which is the way we're Noyig, that even if one person is Chayiv, you can be Parashel Shema. It comes out that that which over there, by being Parashel Shema, is not because that the Tzibur becomes Chayiv, because obviously the nine people are not going to take their Chayiv from the one. So only one person is Chayiv and the other nine are not Chayiv. But the Chiddush is you need 10 people to have the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be there. And once one person is Chayiv, since he is Chayiv, he's able to say Baruch Hu and the Brachos, etc. So that's the logic by Parashel Shema. But now, I have not introduced this Chiddush that the Ran is suggesting, that you can take the miyut and make them get a chiyuv based on the rov. I don't know whether that's true. I don't paskin over there you need rov or 10. One is enough. And obviously by one being enough, it's not because the other people are nigger after him. So this concept that the miyut can get a chiyuv because of the rov, we don't know that that's true. I'll leave it to the opinion which we paskin like by Parashel Shema. So now I could argue, in a case of when you need 10 people which are chayiv to create the chayiv, maybe you need all 10, and Roy being chayiv is not sufficient. So the Ran doesn't act as a source to answer this question. Okay, then the Rosh says, but even according to the opinion that the Roy would be able to put a chayiv on the miyut, and that's what allows us to lane. He brings two possibilities, but he says it's possible that's only true when you have 10 people in the room, and 6 of them are chayiv, and 4 of them are not chayiv. By Parashat Shema, if you hold, you need 10 people which are chayiv, or a roiv. Or by Kriyas HaTorah, which he's saying, the chayiv was pointing out, according to everybody, there you need a tzibur which is chayiv. So we say the miyut is nigger after the roiv. That's only because the miyut is a miyut. But what will be in a situation where there's 15 people in the room, 9 of them which have heard Kriyas HaTorah, and 6 have not? So Moshe contemplates the possibility that in that situation you cannot say that the 6 which are chayiv put a chayiv on the other people, because the 6 are not the roiv. The 6 are the miyut of the people which are found there. In a situation where you have 10 people, 6 are chayiv, they're the rov. So the miyut of a group is nigger after the rov. But over here, there's 15 people, the 6 are not the rov, so you can't say the other people are nigger after them. So he suggests that maybe in that situation that you want to put the chayiv of Kriyas HaTorah from the 6 to the 4, we have to ask 5 people to leave. 5 of the people already heard laning to leave. And now we have 6 are chayiv, 4 are not. And now the 4, being the miyut, are nigger after the rov. They become schlepped after the rov. And the same way, the 6 are chayiv, the 4 become chayiv as well. See, he says he's not sure about this point. He sees that as a possibility, that maybe we should do that to be able to put a chayiv on the miyut. But according to the Chayyadim, he says, the Chayyadim is not sure that this whole thing works. That the whole day of being nigger, he's not sure that that works. And therefore, the Chayyadim has a suffix. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishabura is machriya l'maisa, that a rov which needs the laning is sufficient. And therefore, if you have a situation where six people miss laning, and you have four people are willing to sit in, who already have heard laning, we can lane with brachas, following the opinion of the Shemperu. The Ramosha comes out at the end of his tshuva that he's masupik, and therefore you should not do it. Taking the Sefer Torah for Yechidim is not allowed, and saying a bracha is also not allowed. So a person should not do that, according to Ramosha. But the minhag of the Poskim is to follow the Hakara, the Mishabura, that a person with that tzibur could do that if you have six people which need a chiyuv to lane. Have a good day.